Longer than you think. And most of that is because of the process here. And I didn't know it in the beginning. And it's funny how topics and conversations kind of circle around. And a lot of people who are getting into milling, a lot of bakers who mill for themselves and smaller scale operations, were really putting forth this message that if it's not coming directly off the mill and you have to use it immediately, or it's just useless, it's worthless. And in the beginning, I didn't have any science to support why I was rejecting that theory. I just knew that my flour lasted longer than 25 seconds or 5 or even one day. Now I have enough time, enough experience, and I've spent enough time with cereal chemists to ask some more specific questions. But the process really matters for keeping whole grain flour fresh. So I have crushed that berry. I have released the minerals and the moisture and mixed everything together. So it is absolutely begun its path to spoiling and degrading. But here, I also don't temper the wheat. That's the first step in a traditional process, and most of the time, even for smaller scale stone millers. Tempering the wheat is soaking it in water or some sort of a solution. And the reason that they do that is they're trying to ultimately sift that first run flour into a more refined, closer to white flour, or if you are a roller mill, an absolutely 100% endosperm white flour. I'm not doing that, so I don't temper the grain, so I don't introduce water. Water is also an activator and an accelerator, so I don't have that disadvantage from the get-go. There are also things in that stone milled whole grain flour. There are things on the wheat berry that exist to keep it alive and viable. If we store it correctly, we can hold that berry for years and we can put it in the ground, and when it's introduced to water, it will go to work and try to sprout and try to create a crop for you. So there are actual preservatives and things that also help, and those are getting smashed into the flour that I'm making. And the other thing I think is important for people to realize is even at the grocery store level, when you buy a whole wheat flour, that is basically an artificially reassembled product. So everything was not milled together and crushed and to create that flour. It was an endosperm flour, and they're adding things back into it. And remember, those have been sitting, we don't know how long, separately. We don't even know exactly some of the components that they add back in for nutritional value, since we've stripped it all away, aren't even things that naturally exist in the wheat berry to begin with. So everything is fresh. The enzymatic level is really active. So that's a very long-winded answer to say, much longer than you're anticipating, and at least I would say 4 to 6 months at just at an ambient room temperature. I've had flour for over a year now. It's definitely not as fragrant or aromatic, but your nose will be the first indicator that something is wrong. Just like when nuts spoil or oils go rancid, it will tell you. And even then, you can bake with it and it will perform. It's just you may not love the flavor and aromatics of it.